We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With regards to New York 27, we have been hearing that Chris Collins is the one who really does hold the keys. And I guess the question is, when it comes to the NY 27 ballot, does Chris Collins really sit in the driver's seat as to what happens?
Well, I don't know if I would use the term in the driver's seat, but he certainly has some cards, and that is, does he stay on the ballot even though he has suspended his campaign, or would he resign from Congress beforehand and make that kind of an open process to have the governor call for a special election? So he obviously has that decision to make. Does he stay on the ballot? If he stays on the ballot and wins, what does he do after he wins? Does he then resign, or does he say, well, I just won an election, and I'm going to have my day in court, and I'm not going to resign until my day in court has settled this issue once and for all? So from that standpoint, he obviously is going to continue to be a player in this thing, and that leads to a lot of uncertainty.
Carl, what kind of power does Chris Collins hold in this process?
Well, I've been pretty close to this. I mean, I've been meeting and talking with a lot of Republican leaders in the district, even some county chairs. I've had discussions with current and previous county chairs, and along with elected officials in Niagara County and town officials and town chairs. And, you know, right now the consensus seems to be that it's been much, much more difficult to find a way to replace his name on the ballot for this November, and it may very well turn out that his name is on that ballot. If that's the case, the party will go into the November election trying to win the 27th with Chris Collins' name on the ballot, and then figure out what to do after that. Again, does he remain in office? Does he resign from office? Will there be a special election? And if there is a special election, who will the party designate to run in the 27th for that special election? All unknowns as of this point.
Even if there is agreement on a GOP candidate to replace Collins on the ballot, does he have the veto power, if you will?
Well, if he runs for re-election, again, let's say that it turns out to be impossible to replace him with a new name for this November, and his name is on that ballot, and he wins, he is an elected member of Congress. Even though he's facing an indictment, as I've said on your shows a few times before, he's innocent until proven guilty, and he deserves his day in court. He may very well, if he wins that seat, say, I'm going to have my day in court, and then we'll decide what we're going to do depending on what the verdict is, but I'm innocent, I'm going to defend my innocence, and I've just been elected by the people to remain in office. So from that standpoint, that's a pretty big card to play, and nobody knows what's going to happen, A, in the November election if he's on the ballot, and B, what does he do if he wins?
Even if anyone wants him on the ballot, does Collins have to agree to be removed from that ballot and placed elsewhere?
Yes. Right now, the only ways I'm being told by, again, elected officials, by party officials, and election law attorneys, the only ways to get him off the ballot would be if he dies, if he takes another office, which there's been some talk about, and there's also been some talk recently about if he was to take another job that has federal money funding that job, that would elicit the Hatch Act, which prevents any political activity from a person working in a federally funded job. And the other way is for him to establish residency in another state. Now, as I understand it, he does own property in Florida, but the deadline for establishing residency in the state of Florida has passed. So that option appears to be off the table. It's unlikely he's going to pass away between now and Election Day. So that leaves you with two other choices. Do you find another political office for him to run for? And if so, where and who wants to do that? And secondly, is this Hatch Act option viable? And again, that's all being discussed and researched as we speak. And there's no definitive answer that I can give you right now because no one has come up with a definitive answer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.